listen while you list. VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio, providing information to help you grow your business on eBay, even if you've made a complete mess of the rest of your life. Here's your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by ShipStation. Wherever you sell, however you ship, everybody likes to be somebody's favorite, and on eBay, it can really pay off. Beverly England is known on eBay as top-rated seller Sammy Cantu, and she's here now to tell us how she entices buyers to follow her legally. But Bev, what do you think is the most most important for a buyer to see when looking at your listings?
Well, when they first come to your listing and look at it, of course, you want great pictures. You want a title that has all the title words in it. You want to fill out the item specifics. And you also want a nice description. Are you with me?
We're listening.
We're listening.
Oh, okay, because the phone is giving me these really funny sounds.
No, we're here for you, honey.
It's their new phone system.
Probably.
Yeah.
So go ahead, Ben.
You want all that good information in there.
So you add three things to your listings to encourage buyers to follow you. What's the first thing you add?
The first thing I add is check out my other items.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You want them to see you're not just... A lot of people have niches. A lot don't. So if they came there to look at, say, Hawaiian shirts, but you have other shirts, and you also have men's jeans, you want them to be able to look at those other items. And as long as you've kept that description simple, stupid, they should be able to scroll down and see that link right under it.
You have that, Griff? Check out my other items? You don't like it for some
reason.
Well,
no, I don't dislike it. I don't know if I've been using it often.
So. Oh, you should be, though.
Yeah. There it is.
Well, and you have to remember, too, they do show that on the selling page itself. There's a little link up on top that says, see the other items. But it's so little. So little.
Yeah, that's true.
So, and then the second thing that I like sticking up there, be sure to add me to your favorites list. You want these people to come back again.
Where do you put that?
Right under see my other items.
Okay.
Right
that
under.
Makes sense, yep.
So, and it's bigger wording so that they can see it and they can click on it and get added to it.
And what is the third thing?
And the third would be sign up for my email newsletters by adding my eBay store to your favorites.
Oh.
Now, the second and third link actually bring you to the same page.
But that's okay.
It's okay. It's worded different, and some people may look at it and say, well, I'd like to be on their favorites, but I don't necessarily want the newsletter. Or some would say, well, I want the newsletter, but I don't know if I want to be a favorite of them.
Ooh, yeah.
Mm. So you're going to catch them one way or another with this, you hope. It has added some people to my store newsletter. Not everyone. But some people will click on that. To me, it's a way of advertising for yourself.
Yeah, and every little bit helps.
It can't hurt.
Exactly.
It cannot hurt.
So the strategy's been working for you pretty good?
Yes, it has. And I've been using this strategy for more years than I care to think about.
So are you still selling the adult stuff?
Yes. In fact, I manage an account that has the adult movies.
Uh-huh.
But on my own account, I'm selling adult trading cards.
Adult trading cards?
I have a friend.
Okay.
I have a friend whose father passed away. Her mother had passed away earlier, then the dad passed away.
Oh.
And when the kids went upstairs in the attic to clean out the house, they found out their father collected trading cards for centuries.
Oh, wow.
No one was aware of this.
You mean adult trading cards?
Uh-huh. Now, back in the 50s and 60s, adult trading cards weren't nearly as adult as they are today. Women had clothing on and...
Yeah, we left something to the imagination.
Yes.
Ooh la la.
So are you selling that under Sammy Can too?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And it's been different.
Why is that? Tell me.
Well, you get used to listing certain things. For years, I did ugly Christmas sweaters.
Yeah.
And I actually had a guy who would come over here and I'd shave for a few days, try the sweater on. He would be my model for the sweaters. You get used to that. Now you go into a stream of adult trading cards. Okay, which ones are popular? Which ones are worth money? Which ones aren't? How do you display them? Is there a chronological order or a... It's a whole new learning system all over again.
Yeah.
It's learning another niche, right? So,
yeah.
So I'm looking at, Griff, this one is a good one. This goes to what she was talking about how adult stuff was different back then. Pin-up girls, 1940s illustration by Vargas collectible trading cards. And they're all pin-up. 10, 20, 30, about 53 of them or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see, Griff, they're all pin-up girls.
Ah, pin-up girls.
Yeah, they had lingerie on.
Ooh.
And as a result, some of these don't have to just go in the adult section.
Yeah, that one wouldn't.
They go in the general section. And yet I ran into some books of his. Yeah, they had them in the regular section. But when I looked at the book, I went, you know, if you showed this picture or that picture, you're going to get more money for it. But now we need to be in the adult section. You have to keep an open mind, and you have to know what you're doing with these things.
Here's a set of 1995 Sports Time Marilyn Monroe trading cards, set of nine, all Marilyn Monroe. This is very interesting, actually. Okay, so if it says an adult-only item requires verification, what does that mean?
That means it is in the adult section.
Okay.
And you're
going
to find, you know, you have to be 18, knock three times to get in the door.
Oh, yeah.
So, in other words, there were no pictures there.
Once you knock and you get in the door, then you'll see the pictures, and there's going to be nudity.
Okay, I'm knocking on this. So, to knock on the door, so I click on verification?
Right.
Because here's an adult-only item for $1.81, and it requires verification. So, I got $1.81. In my pocket, I agree to whatever you wanted me to agree to, that I'm
Yikes.
An adult. Oy vey.
Can surprise you sometimes. What can I say?
I'll say.
Yes. Okay. I see. Well, you know what? That's good, though. That's a nice safeguard.
And we shouldn't have our kids looking at this stuff.
No.
So the knocking on the door to me is a perfectly fine way of doing things. It's like the book. If you were going to put a picture on from the middle of the book that showed nudity, that shouldn't be in the core section. It should be in the adult section.
Exactly.
So we have to play the game right.
So are there trends in the adult section?
The only trend that I've ever seen in all the years of doing this is nights where families get together and do things.
Mm-hmm.
Adult movies sell like you wouldn't believe.
Interesting.
Okay, so these people don't have family that they go eat Thanksgiving dinner with or get together on Christmas Eve. At times when the core section says it's really slow, this is a really, Christmas Day is terrible, I don't get sales. Let me tell you, the adult section, Christmas Day, you get the sales.
Wow.
Well,
it's see,
just a whole different
the wives
experience.
Are off visiting their mothers for the holiday.
Oh, is that how it
and
goes?
And the guy has to have something to do.
Yeah, he could, like, fix the back deck like he's been promising
her. But
or
he could put the Venetian blinds up in the bedrooms.
Right, or.
Or he could buy some of her porn movies.
Or.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Go for it. Whatever.
I get it. Yeah. I get it. Well, that was an interesting, but you see, I love that when somebody, through some accident, either they find them at Savers and they don't know what they are, or like what happened to you, was it your neighbors or friend?
It was a friend of mine.
A friend
and
of yours.
She honestly, and she's my age, she did not know her father collected these for many, many years.
How often was he up in the attic?
She didn't think that was such a big deal. It was, but no, he collected these. I mean, I'll be listing for 5 more years.
Oh, lots of them.
Wow.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we've invited you on the show to talk about enticing buyers to follow you, but it sounds like they follow you on Christmas Day, so
yeah.
That could be said that it was part of the subject matter. Bev, it's always lovely to talk to you, and we really don't have you on as a guest, and we should more often.
Yeah, what's up with that, Lee?
Yeah. Well, because
I'm the old lady. What can I tell you?
Well, 3 old ladies
now. Yeah, well, guess
now.
What?
Yeah.
Please.
Who Bev, isn't an old lady on this show?
It's a pleasure, Bev.
Bev, it's always a pleasure. Thanks for joining us as a guest. This segment was sponsored by ShipStation. Wherever you sell, however you ship. Up next, trade show strategies. Stay tuned for more of eBay Radio.
As an eBay seller, I'm on call 24/7, listing, shipping, and providing 5-star customer service. That includes responding ASAP to buyers' emails. But I can't be online all the time. Then I discovered Reply Manager. In addition to managing my inbound messages, their smart autoresponder lets customers know when they'll hear from me in person. And it all goes through eBay's My Messages. I set it to reply to customers during the hours I'm offline, like weekends or after hours. Their email still shows as unread, so I can find it easily once I'm back online. Reply Manager's smart autoresponder can even be topic-specific. For example, questions about returns. I can set up auto-responses for international buyers, too. Thanks to Reply Manager's smart autoresponder, I can communicate with customers while I'm busy eating, sleeping, or just having a life. Try it free at ReplyManager.com.
If you've been relying on TurboLister to manage your listings on eBay, or even if you haven't, we have 2 words for you, and they're not happy birthday. Those 2 words are 6-bit software. 6-bit software has always been the best and most powerful application available for managing your business right from your desktop. Now it's better than ever. 6-bit lets you create listings offline, like you did with TurboLister, so even a slow internet connection won't bog you down. And just like TurboLister, 6-bit stores your item info forever. 6-bit also lets you organize your listings into folders. Plus, it does a whole bunch of other cool stuff that TurboLister never dreamed of, including multi-channel selling. Best of all, 6-bit comes in 3 different versions, so you can choose the one that suits the size of your business. Try 6-bit software free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com. That's 6bitsoftware.com.
I hear you've added some drop-shipped items to your eBay inventory. How's that working for you?
I drop-ship with Doba. They make it easy.
How did you figure out what to sell? And how do you know if a supplier is going to ship quickly and be reliable? It all seems kind of scary to me.
It was for me, too, until I found Doba. They don't just offer you access to an online catalog of over 1 million products. Doba also keeps a scorecard for every one of their suppliers. It tells me how quickly they ship, their fulfillment rate, even how likely they are to be out of stock.
That doesn't sound so scary.
And Doba doesn't stop there. Their in-house support team helped me decide what products are trending or selling. They send me updates on shipped items and communicate with my supplier, so I don't have to.
Maybe I should try Doba for my business on eBay.
Why not? You can try it risk-free for 7 days. Just go to Doba.com/eBay Radio.
Doba.com/eBay Radio. Thanks. I'm on my way.
and eBay Radio Holiday Factoid.
Holidays can be much more fun when you know some of the facts. Jingle Bells was first written for Thanksgiving and then became one of the most popular Christmas songs. And if you received all the gifts in the song, The 12 Days of Christmas, you would receive 364 gifts. That's a lot of wrapping. Happy holidays from eBay Radio and Voice Marketing Radio Network.